Have you ever had pink eye?
I have never had pink eye. I have had like moments where I thought I had pink eye, but it was just a sty.
I've never had a sty.
You've never had a sty?
Wow.
Alicia had pink eye a couple times, and I remember being like, well, this is it. Like, I'm going to get it, because we were like obviously roommates and living together and stuff. I never got it.
Huh.
But it's super contagious.
Oh, it's super.
That's why I thought I was going to get it, but I never did.
Michaela's probably recording, and is this gross? I mean,
everyone's like, no one wants to talk about pink eye.
One time I got it. I don't remember multiple times that I've got it, but one time I got it in junior high, and I had really bad in one eye, and my parents were like, they were like, you go to school unless you, like, physically can.
Yeah.
Like, all this crap about, like, I remember when I got into, like, the workforce and people would call and be like, I'm so sorry, I have a headache, I can't come in. Or, like, I woke up with the sniffles, I can't come in. I'm like, that never was an option. So
I was the same. I was raised the same way. It was definitely, I think, not for everyone, but I do think it was a generational thing. Like, you went to work and you went to school and you did your job unless you were... It had a fever.
Yes.
Like, I would pitch myself to my mom being like, I don't feel good. Like, my stomach hurts or I'm cramping. Or I did get really bad migraines all up until probably, like, 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and they just slowly went away. Level, yeah. But even then, you got to go to school.
Yeah.
You know? Like, here's some Advil. Go to school.
Yeah.
And then now I feel like I hear people being like, well, why would I go to school? I won't be able to focus or take notes or do anything. And I'm like, wait. Yeah.
I know. I remember.
Exactly. So that was my pitch.
Yeah. I had pink eye in one eye. And then, because it's really easy to transfer it into your other, you know? So my mom had told me, like, you're going to school tomorrow. And I was like, okay. Well, I woke up the next day and it can hit you, like, so fast.
Right.
So I knew my other eye was, like, itchy. But by the time we got to school, I was like, it was hurting so bad. And I remember we walk in the office and I went to go sign in because I was late.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, like, see the paper because my eyes were just, like, killing me. And I just stood in the office and was, like, crying. And so then my mom was like, oh, my gosh, get back in the car. Like,
well,
let's go.
Also, that's so contagious. You shouldn't be at school.
No. Well, there's a I shouldn't have been if my other eye had just started. But there's, like, a
period of time.
Yeah, there's,
like, oh, I had it this weekend. You can come in on Monday.
Yeah. And schools aren't that strict about stuff, like, now that they were back then. But
yeah.
The office ladies were looking at me like, you gotta go home.
Don't touch anything.
Well, anyways, guys,
hey,
like,
guys.
Let's just, you know, start with a disease that usually comes from poop particles getting in your eyeball.
Ew. Dear God. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Unsolicited Advice. That's Taryn over there. Don't mind her.
She's like, I want to be clear. That was Taryn.
That was all Taryn. It's always Taryn.
No. Always.
I'm Ashley. Taryn, how are you? Be honest. We had a stressful day today.
I did have a stressful day. No, I'm actually really good. I started my Synthroid.
Nice.
Yeah. So I had to go on medication for my thyroid. And I'm not joking. Like, I am, like, able to focus so much now.
Nice.
I have so much energy to the point where I feel slightly like I'm on crack.
Yeah.
But I think I'm just, like, back to normal. Like, I don't think I realized how low.
Oh, my God. I'm going to call you out. Silence your phone.
It's so embarrassing.
This isn't class.
Who likes Star Wars? With my Star Wars phone case that you got me to.
Yeah.
Anyways, so... Yeah, so that's been, like, really great. Like, I've
been
feeling
super energized. I mean,
that was the hope. Yeah.
How long have you been on it now?
Like,
almost a week.
Yeah.
Because I saw you a week ago and you hadn't started.
Yeah, yeah. So, and I don't even know, like, when, you know, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be changing with me being on it. So, but that's the thing I think I noticed. So that's been exciting.
Do you know Lauren Ireland?
Alicia sent me
that. Summer Fridays.
Today.
Yeah. She just got her left side of her thyroid taken out because of a cancerous lump.
Yes. And I was tripping
out. I was like, wow, same thing.
No, literally. I was reading her. We'll post or repost post her post to our story. But she, her, she's co-owners, right?
Yeah, of Summer Fridays.
Of Summer Fridays. And she posted like this shot where you can see like her incision with like some band-aids on it. By the way, her band-aids look so much cooler than mine did.
Hers, whatever she, I don't know if she asked for it to be done aesthetically, but her, she looked gorgeous and her cut looked so aesthetic.
I looked.
I was like, what
disgusting.
In the?
Disgusting. Disgusting. Like, I want to just post a side-by-side. Hers is like so aesthetic. But also.
No, you I'm going to hold you to that. Oh, that absolutely. Is funny. Absolutely. You should.
But also what's crazy is. I know, remember I told, like, my doctor, one of the first things he said when I got out of surgery, and he said to my parents while I was still, like, waking up, was explaining, like, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. I had to make a way bigger incision than I was planning. Mm-hmm. And I've always been like, oh, that's crazy, like, whatever. But when I saw her incision.
Yeah, it's so small.
It's so small and dainty.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, dang.
Yeah.
I guess that was true.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, it's crazy how, you know, like, if you start dating a guy and he drives a certain car, all of a sudden that's the only car you see. Like, that's how I feel about thyroid stuff. Like, yeah. I feel like that's all I hear about now.
I always knew, like, I had told Taryn this already, but we had, like, family friends where I've known a few people that have gone through it, but no one my age.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until you. And then now her.
Well, and I'm thinking, too, because, like, supposedly... It's a pretty common surgery, mm-hmm. but I don't remember ever seeing someone and looking at their neck and being like, oh, my God, like, what happened to them? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, well, I guess I knew people in high school that was on thyroid medication, but they never had
not
surgery.
The surgery. Yeah.
Like, the only reason you guys had it was because of the nodes or the lumps. So I feel like most people that I knew that had thyroid problems was because of a hormonal imbalance and they needed medication, but they didn't need the surgery because there was no cancer.
Yeah. And another thing, I mean, I know we're going on a tangent, but Ash.
I know. The people want it.
Ash, tell them why. Tell them what we're talking about.
We took a poll on socials, and by we, our social media girl, Mandy, took a poll on socials and asked you guys if we needed to shut up in the intros because we tend to, like, just go on tangents for a really long time. And you guys said it's not only do you want it to keep it in, but it's like your favorite part of the show for most of you guys, which just, you know, that's why we love you.
No, honored, because I hate that part of other people's podcasts.
Yeah. You're a skipper?
I am. Well, I'm a skipper if I start checking out, especially when I'm driving, because, like, the reason I listen to podcasts in the car mostly is because I want to be engaged.
Right. So, like, when we start talking about thyroids and they're like, we're here for advice.
But I do think, like, part of our – we give advice, but it is so personal and so us, you know? Mm-hmm. So I could see that. But also, if you're listening and you're like, I actually hate this part – well, you clearly don't follow us on social media, and you didn't vote, so you can't complain.
Yeah. Stop what you're doing right now if you don't follow us on socials. Actually, you don't have to stop what you're doing. It's so easy. Just hop on Instagram, follow us there. Hop on TikTok, follow us there.
Yeah.
We even have a YouTube channel where you can watch us while we talk. Taryn is awkwardly waving to the camera. Oh, shoot.
Oh, but so what I was going to say, this is like, I posted about it on my story the other day because I saw this. I came across, again, all I see is, like, thyroid stuff, but I came across this, it's a clinic who does a lot of, like, medical studies, and they posted this post about thyroid specifically.
Interesting.
Because one of the things people asked me when I started talking about my thyroid issues is, I think you even asked, we've talked about this before.
Okay.
But you were like, hey, because what is one of the biggest things about thyroids? If your thyroid is off, depression and weight gain.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So obviously, like, that was, like, a huge part of, like, when I was in my dark place, like, not that freaking long ago.
Where you were at? I mean, since COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people are like, so, well, obviously, like, you had thyroid issues. And I was always confused because my doctor always said, no, your levels are fine. Like, so, no, it's not related.
Yeah.
But this post was saying that thyroid, you can test normal and still have a thyroid that's not producing what it needs to be.
Yeah.
And can start giving you those symptoms.
Yeah.
So, like, it's crazy now because I'm looking back and I was, like, trying to figure out, because it felt bigger than just me. And I think even, like, you guys noticed that. Like, mm-hmm. it was, like, a drastic shift, you mm-hmm. know? And whether, like, the chicken came before the egg, I don't know. Like, I don't know if I genuinely had depression and binge eating and the thyroid was separate but didn't help.
Right.
Or if I was having thyroid issues that resulted in those things coming out. Either way, it yeah. was a struggle and serious things I had to go through. And serious things I'm thankful I went through, because in that process of trying to work on that, mm-hmm. I've healed traumas back from elementary school, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was crazy to me because I think, like, we go to the doctor and we speak up for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But when they look at you and tell you, like, no, this panel says no, like, that's it.
Yeah.
For me anyways, I'll shut up. I'll be like, no, okay. Yeah. Like,
I think all of us are, and it makes sense just, like, how we're raised and even how, like, society treats doctors. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we're raised to just, like, take what they say as
yeah.
as truth, as yeah. law, as freaking scripture, and not question them in any
no,
way.
Absolutely.
And something I've always admired about my mother,
oh my God,
is that she has no fear, no awareness of, oh, you have your PhD. That means I should trust you. No, like, she's
absolutely.
Never been that way. And to the point where, like, I'll even call her and I'll be like, hey, I'm going in for, like, I just started physical therapy for my arm.
You did?
Like, I did.
Okay, let's talk about that after. I want to hear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and it's going great. But, like, I'll even, like, bounce off, like, what should I ask?
Yeah.
Like, what
no,
are
yeah,
questions I should
it's valuable.
Ask? And especially when it comes to medication, like, I think a lot of people are on medications that they don't necessarily need
yep,
to be
I
on
agree.
Because they just automatically take whatever the doctor says to take.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether you believe in Big Pharma or not, like, it's just
yeah.
like everybody's different. And if you are experiencing symptoms and the doctor's saying it's not what you think it is, you still have you're still having symptoms.
Yes.
So, like, OK, if that's not what it is, what else can I test for that could be it? Or what else could I be looking into?
Yeah, it was
the message to be
though.
Taken away is always a question. Everything.
Yeah.
Everyone. It doesn't matter how, you know, high up in the workforce they are, whether they're your boss or not, like, always question.
Second
obviously
opinion
be polite.
Is key, yeah.
Obviously, like, do it the right way. Do research first before, you know, asking questions, but, like, always ask questions.
Yeah. It's crazy. This
yeah.
has been, but anyway, so I've been feeling better.
Yeah.
So that's my update on how I'm doing.
Oh, I'm so
yeah.
glad. That was literally, I mean, a week ago you were like, so scared
no
about the medication.
But remember, I was confused because I was like, dude, why? Because she told me, oh, your levels are great. And I was like, I literally have had to pull over because I can't
stay awake.
Like, this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I sit at my desk at work and just stare at my screen.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm like a, you know that, like, which is my biggest fear, where people are, like, trapped. They can't, like, say anything
oh,
or move.
Like,
but they're, like, awake and aware.
Yeah. Sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Yeah. There was, what was that? There's a movie about, anyways. But that's how I would feel. Like, I was, like, inside of myself screaming, like, do something. Like,
yeah.
get up. Do
Move.
Work. Do something.
Yeah.
But I, like, couldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to figure out my right dosage and, like, see how different I start feeling.
Yeah.
You know?
I think also what's interesting is severe depression looks exactly the same as these symptoms
yeah.
from, like, exactly the same. Like, what you're talking about, like, I've heard people tell me before, like,
absolutely.
That's how deep and dark they were in their depression.
Absolutely.
So, like, I'm not saying you weren't depressed, and I'm not
no.
saying it's all the thyroid.
It's, like,
but
I said,
it makes,
the chicken and egg.
Yeah.
Like, they both still exist,
it's
but I don't
blurred
know what came
lines.
First.
Yeah. yeah. Either yeah. way, you experience both.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But how, and I said this to you at the coffee shop on Monday, like, how validating does it feel to be like, okay, this wasn't just
yes.
in my head. Okay,
yes.
this isn't just me being lazy. Okay, this isn't just, like, I'm sad. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
This is, like, a clinical
yeah.
health problem. That
Absolutely.
Must feel so good to finally be like, okay.
I know.
it's not just me.
No, and it's
crazy.
That would
crazy. Make me feel better.
Like, this is obviously not a goal I'm focusing on, but just from, like, getting my thyroid out,
mm-hmm.
I have done nothing different at all. Like,
yeah.
nothing different. And from one appointment to the next, I lost, like, 10 pounds
mm-hmm.
of I've probably ate worse
yeah.
this time. But it's, like, it's just showing, like, how I had something in my body that was literally, like,
yeah.
making it fall apart.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just nuts. So please listen to your body and talk to people. Don't just, like, settle.
Oh, this is something that could be, like, taken in so many different routes of life. Like, that we're talking specifically about Taryn, but, like,
anywhere
else that you're feeling like something's not adding up or whatever, ask questions.
Don't wait around for it to
talk
like,
about
go
it.
Away. Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, 100%. Ash, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing so good. I started physical therapy with my arm.
How painful is it?
It hurts a lot. It's pretty bad, but we're doing okay. Just a bunch of. I haven't cried, but I came close. One of the stretches, I'm supposed to. It's just. It's really tough. Basically, my muscles in my left arm are at 50%, so I can't. I can only lift it 50% up, and all these things. So I have to do all these stretching exercises, and then some. Resistance band exercises that are tough, that are so tough. But it's not bad.
Yeah.
And the pain lingers, but like is usually gone within an hour of doing the exercise.
Okay.
So it's not too bad. And I can ice it and I have this like Tiger Balm.
Yeah.
That feels great. It feels so good. So, but we're on the road to recovery.
Are you feeling a difference?
Yeah. I can like, look at you. If you're watching the YouTube video, watch the YouTube video. That is how far I can lift my arm.
I'm so proud of you.
And, you know, growth.
Yeah. Me being so pumped.
Yeah. It's been dark times not being able to. I mean, I've been doing the same hairstyles for like 2 months now. Braids, pony, claw clip. We're getting bored.
Yeah.
But I've also been so bummed and frustrated with all the rain lately. And I've been trying to make like all the rainy days feel good. Like I'll light a candle and I'll put on like cozy music and all this stuff, but I'm just so over it. Today I looked outside and there was sunshine and I saw a blue sky, and I was working on some computer work. I grabbed my laptop and sat outside on my patio.
So happy. What was the song we used to sing? Or you made it up? Oh, I love the rain.
I love the rain. Oh, no.
No. I love today.
I love the blue skies and no rain.
Ashley would literally, I'd be in my room and I'd just like hear her like
opening like her windshield.
Yeah, her blind would go up. And then she'd just start. Yeah, I did. I did start to say that. And then she'd just start singing. That was like her little jingle.
Yeah. I haven't said that in a while. That makes me sad because I miss that song.
I know.
But I am dramatically affected by the weather.
Yeah,
I would never survive in Seattle. And yeah, I saw the sun today and it made me very happy. It only lasted for like 20 minutes until the clouds came, but it was a good 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was a good 20 minutes.
I'm going to take that and
run with it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com.
Should we do a Tearing It Up?
Let's do it.
Should we get into this thing, this yes, podcast please. Thing? I have a really good Tearing It Up
today. Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Oh, man. My boyfriend was over. He's taking his car to go get worked on at a mechanic near my place. So he was working out of my place. And I literally read it to him and he laughed pretty hard because I was like, really? This is really good.
That's a good sign.
Yeah. Okay. From smooth operator to clumsy dork. Hi, Ashley and Taryn. Love the pod. Smiley face. My name is Marcy and I'm 32 living in Washington. But my Tearing It Up happened in my 20s while I was living in Chicago. The story starts out random, but bear with me. So, the bathrooms in my office near my desk are getting renovated, and the guys doing the project would come in really early in the morning to do their work before all of the employees came in. However, there was about a 1 hour window in which our paths would cross as they were finishing up for the day. One of the guys on the team was incredibly hot, with piercing green eyes in his construction clothes and Timberlands. Oof.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. I could not stop staring. It was one of the few weeks that I was always on time to work.
That's such a mood.
A motivation to get there early with her coffee.
And actually be ready.
And just look at the stare at the bathroom. We would frequently make eye contact with one another to the point that my coworker tried to convince me to give him my number. At first, I thought, no way. I'm way too shy for that. And I know nothing about the man. But after a week of hot and heavy eye contact, I decided to give it a shot since the project was almost done. So I wrote my number on a post-it note and anxiously waited for my opportunity. He walked out to the hallway where there was literally no one else. So with a racing heart, I followed him and said, "Hey, do you want this?" It was clear that it was my number, and he said absolutely with a big smile.
Okay, well, that's kind of smooth.
I know, that's super
like
smooth.
Like, as if you drop something, yeah. Like, oh, hey, do you want this?
Oh, hey, is this yours?
Okay, noted.
It was so thrilling and exciting in the moment. I couldn't believe that I actually did it and was on such a high. I started walking away confidently and looked back at him once more to find him watching me walk away, and then I proceeded to walk straight into a brick wall so hard that I almost fell.
No. When you catch someone watching you, you feel the sexiest you've ever felt.
It's
so to immediately.
That's something I would do for sure. It's confirming that they watched the entire thing also. It's so funny. I love that
she turned like, oh, I got this in the bag.
Well, and like reading this, not only do you know she got there early to make sure she didn't miss him, you know she looked extra cute.
Yeah.
She had like her like favorite fit on, did her hair, maybe some lip gloss, who knows.
Also, you have to run into something so hard if that makes you like ricochet back and almost fall.
She said she almost fell over.
Yeah, like, so it was hard.
Not just a wall, a brick wall. Like, that hurts. Oh, shoot. She continues, we both just laughed and I quickly shuffled away red and embarrassed. Later on, he told me he thought it was completely adorable, but aww. I have never gone from feeling so cool to foolishly clumsy in a split second. Thanks
love
for
that.
Listening.
Finally, a guy who sees something embarrassing as cute.
Yes, because it's adorable.
And enduring. Yeah.
Also, wow. Like, guy, girl, old, young, putting yourself out there like that is terrifying.
Yeah.
So for it to go well, like, I mean, I would have been so hyped. I would have felt so good. Taking the glance back is very confident, is like, you know. It's very confident. And then to see him there would even get you even
done.
More excited.
Yeah.
Like watching you.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
Watching him, watching you. And then the brick wall.
And then reality.
It that always does.
So funny. That's
I know.
So good.
Thank you so much, Marcy, for writing that in. That was hilarious. If you guys have any embarrassing stories of running into walls or like trying to shoot your shot with a guy or girl or
yeah,
whatever,
yeah,
please
yeah.
write it in because that was great.
No, I'm obsessed with stories of how people met the person they're with.
Yes.
And like what the exchange was, like
yes.
specific details of like, oh, was here, we worked together, or he said this, mm-hmm. or I did that, whatever. It's mm-hmm. just so fascinating.
Yeah.
To me.
Oh, it's so fun. I love those stories too.
Yeah. So send them in. Right. Even if it's just like a short paragraph. I mean, if we get enough, we can do just like an episode
of
on
shorties.
Like meet cutes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Meet cutes. That'd be so fun.
So do it. Write it in.
Yeah. Stop your doing right now. Write it in.
Or if like you know of a cute, because I have some friends that I know of like how they met their person and it's like super cute. Mm-hmm. So like even if it's not you, just write it.
Yes, please.
Don't fail us. Okay. Should I do mine?
100%. Yeah. Cool.
Mine is titled, Is He Not Ready or Just Not Ready for Me?
Ooh.
T. Hi, Ash and Taryn. My name is blank, but I would pretty please like to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. Your wishes are command.
Perfect.
I've been an avid podcast listener and have also been watching your YouTube channels for a while. I so admire your wisdom and empathy, and I desperately need some clarity in this situation. For reference, I'm a 20-year-old college sophomore and an Enneagram 9.
Ha! Hello.
She put 9 Army Rise Up.
Ugh. I would
silently
stand.
Yeah.
But I can't.
I can't. Raise your
I
hand.
I have no desire to stand.
Okay, to get into it, here's the good stuff. I'm also actively avoiding my midterms while writing this.
Mm.
You know,
I appreciate
we provide
that.
Whatever you need. Advice, distraction.
Escape.
Whatever. Whatever, you know.
We're here and we got
on
you.
Us. Yeah. Okay.
Lean on me.
I knew you were going to do
when
it.
When you're not strong.
Oh.
Now be. Okay. Okay. Stop. Wait, this is really funny.
Okay.
Okay. So last night. Alicia sent me a Prince of Egypt gif.
Okay.
And did you ever watch the Prince of Egypt?
Of course I did. That was like my favorite song.
Same.
With Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey.
Yes.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yes. And then like just that soundtrack is incredible, right?
Oh my gosh,
and I
amazing.
Haven't listened to it in a while. And so she sends me the soundtrack and was like, did you know Hans Zimmer composed it? And I was like, wow, that's incredible. Like makes sense. Like that's why
oh,
it's
yeah.
so good.
It's so epic.
And then I sing like into my phone, like part of a song. And then she sang it back, like it was a voice message. And it made my whole night. And I low key might watch it tonight.
Oh my gosh, absolutely.
I know. I'm like, I was going to watch it last night, but I didn't because I remembered that there was an episode of Last of Us.
I didn't know.
Did you watch it?
I didn't watch it. And already I was scrolling through, what's it called? The TikTok. And it was like, it took me a second to recognize one of the characters and something was happening to them. And I quickly scrolled. So I don't have context, I'm going to watch it tonight.
Obviously, no spoilers. I won't say a damn thing,
I'm scared.
It was the best episode I've seen so
Seriously?
Far. Seriously. Yeah. So good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Ryan are watching it together.
Yeah.
And we both were out of town.
Yeah.
And when we, yesterday, he texts me. This is like living with your brother to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, oh, are you home for dinner? Let's have dinner and like whatever. So he texts me. He was like, hey, I'm staying in my room. I'm tired. And I just sent back like a picture of me in my bed, like thumbs up.
Yeah.
I was like, same. I'm just going to eat cereal. It's like so
no
like,
dinner for me.
Just like siblings. Like,
yeah.
You know? Anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen it yet. No.
Ugh, it's so,
so
good.
Excited.
You have to text me the second you're
okay.
done.
Wow. How did we get on that, Ash?
I'm sorry.
It's
the best show out there right now.
No, it really is. Okay, so she continues. I have not been in a relationship in about 3 years. I went through a really bad breakup in high school and dated here and there ever since, but haven't been in a super serious relationship since that. Mm-hmm. In college, I've gone on a few dates, but nothing ever really happens until this year. I'm in a life group at church, and one night a new guy came in who I had not seen before. I didn't think much of him until he came up to me afterward and started a conversation about where I was from, as he had heard I was from Oregon and he was from California. I mean, props to him. Guys never approach.
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah.
It used to be you'd have to like fight them off with a stick. Like guys were so ballsy.
Yeah.
And then now it's like they just stare at you and smile but don't do anything. Like what happened?
Maybe we scared them.
No, honestly, I think the feminists.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
They scare me.
I'm
kind of one.
Yeah.
Like a little bit.
I consider myself one, but I also am scared.
Yeah. I'm a very chill one. Okay. We chatted for a while, and he was laying on the charm. He said I was beautiful and just kept complimenting me and eventually asked for my number. As we were talking, he mentions he recently got broken up with by his first ever girlfriend of 2 years. She followed him to school and is a freshman while he is a sophomore like me. They were long distance his freshman year, and then she broke up with him early that year. Or the next year, sorry. To put it lightly, he was crushed. We quickly bonded over shared experiences as I felt really bad for him and wanted him to know he was not alone and genuinely wanted to be a friend to him because I know it's hard in your first breakup, which is so true. Mm-hmm. Super long story short, we got really close and we texted all the time and hung out all the time. All the while, he was flirting constantly and surprising me at work with gifts and always asking to see me and meet me on campus. The closer we got, the more I liked him and eventually developed a crush for the first time in a while. He would tell me he was going to date me and he wanted to be with me so badly. The catch is he wasn't ready to be in a relationship. We entered an unintentional situationship. We would kiss and hug and hold hands, but there was no label because he, quote unquote, wasn't ready. Mm. But he would assure me that if he hadn't gone through the breakup just months prior, he would have asked me out by then. He just needed to wait. Mm. This has been going on since September, and many of my friends and his friends have raised concerns to him because basically asking him, what the heck are you doing? Just ask her out already. But then nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
We had many heart-to-hearts and tried to set boundaries, but I would just give in over and over because I like him, and he has sold me this future that I was sure he was going to deliver on. I just had to give him time. Fast forward to about 2 weeks ago, I asked to talk to him because things were feeling off, and he proceeded to tell me that he wasn't emotionally available and he didn't see things going anywhere. Not only that, but he said we couldn't be close friends anymore because it was too hard on both of us. He explained that he saw how much effort I was putting in and that it just wasn't fair. I, and then she put in parentheses, typical me, freak out because it felt so sudden when days before he was opening my car door and making jokes about us dating and kissing me on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
I asked if he lost feelings and he just said, nothing I did was fake, and I had those feelings, but this is just where I'm at, and I don't see it going anywhere. He then excused himself and walked out the door with nothing more to say. I was a mess for 2 days. We haven't spoken since. I feel like I not only lost someone I wanted a relationship with, but also my best friend for the past year and a half. All in all, I'm just really confused. I feel like if he lost feelings for me, I would have picked up on it. But maybe I just did not want to believe what was right in front of me. I'm begging you, girls, for wisdom because it's all just been a mess. You guys are the best. Love, Anonymous. Every single girl is sitting there rolling her eyes, triggered.
I hate him. It is not okay what he did. Oh. What I hate even more is how he's making it seem like it's not a big deal. And like he's making it seem like... like he warned her from the beginning and blah, blah, blah. But like, you can't do that to people. It's not okay. It's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude and it's inconsiderate. Rude. Like, for someone to not know exactly what they want and having had gone through a breakup, I get that. I understand.
Yeah,
then don't kiss her.
Yeah.
Better yet, like, I know like makeouts happen, whatever. Don't open the door for her and talk about like how you could be dating her in the future. That is so toxic. He's painting a future for you. Like, I don't blame you for falling for him because he led you on to falling for him. He like encouraged it. You can't hold someone's hand, open the door for them, talk about a future and that not happen.
Exactly. And that is the key right there because we've all done, after my broke up, what is happening?
Windshield.
You guys don't know how many mistakes I've made that Michaela has edited out already in this episode. But I can't talk today. I I had a guy that came after my ex who we were really close friends and there was obviously chemistry. But from literally our first conversation, I said, I am a hot mess and I'm not anywhere near even thinking about a relationship. Like, I have to focus on myself. And so, yeah, we would like flirt. We like kissed a couple times and like we would hang out. But it was there was never a time that I ever said maybe in the future I can see us dating or anything like that. And I told him, like, hey, if you ever develop like serious feelings, like, I want you to tell me because I don't want to hurt you. That's not my intention, you know? But if all of the things happen the way they did in this story, I would be like, well, he told you, like, he wasn't ready, like, blah, 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 blah. But for him to keep painting this picture of a future to come, like, just hold on, I just need a little more time, that is so annoying.
Yeah, he knows he has you hooked, and he's painting this picture so you stick around because he's having fun.
Absolutely.
And I had this conversation with a friend recently where she likes this guy and she doesn't really know what she wants to do with him and could be like a hookup situation, could be something more serious. And I was like, listen, this guy has promised you literally nothing. Yeah. So what you need to do going into this is figure out what you want to do with him. Like, is this a fun, casual fling? Because if that's the case, that's totally fine. But then you got to put him in that category and you got to treat him as someone in that category. You can't start daydreaming about your possible dating in the future. You can't start picturing a life with him if he's in the fun hookup category.
Yep.
If he's in the fun hookup category, you shouldn't be waiting on his text either.
Yep.
You shouldn't be sad if he doesn't text you or message you one day because he owes you nothing. You owe him nothing.
Yep.
And if you want something serious, then you have to treat him with a certain type of respect. Yep. Like, okay, if you want something serious, then I'm not going to do the fun hookup thing.
Absolutely.
I am not going to do all of these other things that might be easier because this is what I'm willing to and willing.
Yeah.
This what? This is what I am I'm not willing to do.
Yes. Yeah.
So you got to figure that out beforehand.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. That's where I would say you went wrong, Anonymous, is not having that figured out already, which like that happens to everyone. Of course, we've all been there. But if this were to like replay all over again, I would say, okay, he told you straight up he can't have a relationship. That puts him in a very specific category.
Yeah.
And obviously, I don't blame this all on you because he was being very toxic and painting this beautiful future.
No, yeah.
For you guys, it's not your fault.
No, it's not your
fault. But moving forward, like, that's what you got to do. Yeah. You got to, like, you meet someone that comes into your life and you feel, like, drawn to them. As soon as possible, you got to figure out what category they're in.
Yeah, and I think...
And plan accordingly.
I mean, I don't blame her at all because I think, for me, if I saw someone struggling with something, like, part of me would sit there and be like, dang, I respect him for, like, not wanting to pull me into his mess. And he is giving me assurance that something's coming. Mm-hmm. So, like, that is annoying. But I do think, like, there should also be progress that happens. And I think sometimes when someone tells us something, they usually will say, like, five things, right? Mm-hmm. But the only thing we, like, recall and hang on to is the one thing we really wanted to hear.
Yeah.
So it's hard.
In the future.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, I'm not ready. Like, I can't be in this. I can't be in this. But obviously, you are ready because we are acting like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. Percentage of you is ready.
Absolutely.
Because we're making out. We're hanging out. You're opening my door for me. And you're talking about dating me in the near future.
Yeah. You know what? I hate the fact that I'm about to do this, but I'm just going to reference Love Island. It happened.
Sure.
I've avoided this stupid show for so long.
It sucked you in.
I got on a trail on TikTok the other day and I'm not proud of it. And then the Tommy Fury and Jake Paul fight happened.
Yes.
So then, and then everyone was talking about how him and his wife met on Love Island. So then, and my friend Alex like always talks about it. So she finally was at my house the other night and she's like, let's just watch the first episode. And I did. And now I'm like, I'm stuck.
Yeah. I have so many friends that love that show.
It's terrible. But anyways, what I've learned from Love Island is, you know, you'll have these couples that are like looking into each other's eyes and they're saying stuff like, no, like literally I'm so into you. And nobody, they always say like certain phrases because it's like British, you know, and they'll be like, no one's going to turn my head. Like, no one's going to, like, I'm not going to crack on with anyone like I do you, like, blah, blah, blah. And I really think
crack
in the moment.
Crack on with anyone. I've never heard that before.
Crack on. Like, you know, like spitfire, what I don't know what we would say. But vibe. Yeah. Maybe vibe. Mm-hmm. But I genuinely, like, I think that in the moment they mean it. Mm. But then, like, someone walks into the villa who's exactly their type, who they just spark with. And then it's so funny because then, you know, you have these other people that are like, you literally just told me you like me and now you like her. And, like, it's all this drama, right?
Right.
But I think people, they say what they really feel, they think they say in the moment. And they don't genuinely put realistic thought behind it. Mm-hmm. And then when something happens, I'm going to be I don't know that this is true, but I'm going to be totally honest. I think he met somebody.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought, too. Yeah. That's interesting you say that.
I think he met somebody.
Anytime something abruptly happens.
Yeah.
In my own personal experience and friends' experiences that I've been there to witness, something happened with someone else.
Yeah.
Whether it's an ex or like someone new walked into his life or whatever. Sometimes it could be a work thing, but a lot of the time something happened
when it's abrupt. And I know that's hard to hear, Anonymous, and I'm sorry to say it. I'm sure you've already like thought it. Mm-hmm. But in a way, like, I think it should validate. It's not you. It obviously, like, he doesn't know what he wants. If he can just like flip around, and you guys seem to have something genuine if it went on for a year and a half and you guys were like friends and all this stuff. So I just wouldn't take it personal, but I would definitely cut all ties.
Yeah.
Because you're obviously very attached. And I think you deserve a chance to, like, process, move on, and find someone who wants to date you and, like, really date you, not the whole, like, ring around the rosy in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, 100%. I think for your own health and benefit, you need to walk away.
Yeah.
And as soon as you can, forget about him.
Yeah.
And move on, because like what a distraction, what a waste of time he was, you know? And like your poor emotions that just got dragged along the way. That's not fair. So I'd cut him off. Don't let him text you. Don't let him waste another second in your thoughts, and start taking care of yourself, move forward, and there will be another guy.
Oh, absolutely.
There's gonna be a few, actually. So
dude, I wish my ex dumped me when we were still in college.
I mean, like, that's another aspect here. Like, college season is the season of, like, you get together, you break up. You get together, you break
I'm
up.
I'm still
like,
bitter about it.
You drop your major four times. You don't know what. It's about learning and living and making mistakes.
Why
and
did he
moving
wait
on.
Right before graduation?
Yeah. Because he sucks.
Do you know how many other guys I could have dated?
Because he sucks.
But then I went to the real world where you're like, where are you? Like, it's so hard to connect with anyone.
Yeah.
What a jerk.
The worst.
He's the worst. Anyways, but I'm so sorry this happened to you, Anonymous, but I think all your stuff is valid, and I think you, like, learn from things like this, and you move forward, and
100%.
I guarantee in your next relationship, you're going to, like, communication and being very, like, straightforward is going to be important to you.
Yeah.
And I think you take what you can that was positive and negative, and you move forward and live your life, you know? And he will. Once he figures all this crap out, whether he tells you or not, he will regret what just happened.
And how he treated
you. So have confidence in yourself. Like, know that and move forward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
I second that.
Oof.
Okay, we ready?
Yep.
We're going to go ahead and get into my story. This one is titled, Boundaries Are Hot, But How Do I Make Them Clear?
That's a great
excellent title. Excellent. That's a great book.
We had two very good titles this week. That is a great book.
Okay. Yeah, I would read that book 100%. All right. Here we go. Let's dive into it. Hey, ladies.
Wait, Ash.
What? What?
Sorry. I don't know if this should go in the episode or not.
What?
We're getting an ad with eHarmony.
Praise God.
I hope I get a free account.
You know what? I'll give you my free account too.
Oh my God. And then we'll get so many ads from them because then I'll get married and they'll be like, we did this. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, we're officially getting into my story. Let's get into it. Hey, ladies, don't want to pick favorites here. So we're just going to go with ladies.
That's fine.
My name is Elena and you can say it. I love the name Elena. I loved Vampire Diaries I remember being like, that's a great name.
It's so like flirty in a way. Like something about Elena, I'd be like, I don't trust you around my man. You know what I mean? But like in the best way.
In the best way.
In the best
way. In the way that you wish your name was Elena.
Yeah.
I'll dive right in with my story, I guess. I'm in a loving and caring relationship for 5 years now and counting, hoping to get married someday. The only problem is that we're studying in different cities and it's a 1 hour flight distance. Oof. That's awful, of course, but we're powering through it all together. About a year ago, I attended some sailing courses and made some friends there, mostly guys.
Sailing?
Sailing.
Oh, that's cool.
So fun. A friend of mine just got her sailing license.
Who?
Chelsea.
That's so cool.
I know. Her and her boyfriend just did it. And I was like, that's such a fun How flex fun. To have. Yeah. And just fun to learn things together.
Cool.
She writes, last July, we all went on a sailing trip and one of those guys started being a bit clingy.
A guy she met in her sailing classes.
While they were on a sailing trip.
Clingy. Interesting.
He always tried to be close to me and playfully touching me.
Hmm.
One thing about me is I love physical touch, but only by people that I love. Anyone else makes me very uncomfortable and awkward, which is...
Mia.
Yep.
I think people misunderstand because I am a touchy person.
Because
there's been times like we'll go to a club or something. When's the last time we've been to a club?
I was just about to be like, when was that?
Recently? That one time in Vegas 20 years ago.
I turned 30. Well, I guess we did go in November.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. We're still cool.
We go out.
We like freaking drop it low.
We don't
drop
do
down
that.
And get my ego on every Saturday night. Anyways, you know, like there's been times I get very triggered and I'll get sassy if a guy will like touch me.
Because
you know how they'll try to like, oh, excuse me. And
they
like,
want to scoot you out of the way.
Brush your lower back.
But they have to touch your lower back, not your shoulder. The designated area to touch someone.
Yes.
Shoulder. We all
so
know
intimate.
It.
So intimate.
Yeah.
And I get very upset, which I'm a touchy person. I love touch and affection in that way. But if I don't want it or I didn't like let someone do it, I'll get like upset. I get uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I feel like nobody talks about that, though, because they're like, oh, you're touchy. You love physical touch. And I'm like,
just because you love physical touch doesn't mean you get to touch me, especially anywhere you want.
Thank you.
Validated. Anyways, getting back into it. Anyone else makes me feel very uncomfortable and awkward, like she said. In addition to that, I am a huge, huge people pleaser and having a hard time saying no and setting boundaries.
Mm.
When we came back from our trip, we were all pretty exhausted. So this guy offered to give me a ride home. When we got out of the car, he came in for a hug. My hands were full of things, so I kind of leaned in a little bit, not to be rude. And then he kissed my neck. I know.
Wait.
She puts in all caps, the neck.
He kissed her neck?
It sounds like he went in for a hug, so arms wide. She has things in her hand, so she leaned in to like accept the hug and like, you know, thank him for the ride. And he put his head down to her neck and kissed it.
Did she specify? Was it like a peck?
We can keep going. She wrote, then he kissed my neck. I know, the neck. Anyway, everything happened so quickly. I was so tired to think at the time, so I just kind of walked away.
So weird.
So intimate.
That's a weird move.
So intimate. Again, there's a designated cheek for like a kiss on the... For a kiss, an unwarranted kiss, or like a thank you kiss or a hi, good to see you kiss, cheek. Yeah, everyone knows.
I feel like the neck.
The neck is intimate.
The neck is not even like, even if I was dating someone and they were like, oh, so good to see you. And like,
yeah.
Skip my face to like peck my neck.
Yeah. I feel like a neck kiss is just such an intimate thing.
So intimate.
You're either about to have intimacy. Or you are like cuddling and being like kissy.
No,
like
you don't peck
on the couch.
Neck.
You don't just like peck goodbye or peck hello on the neck.
Absolutely.
It's so weird. Even
that's
if you've been
weird.
Like dating or whatever for a long time, it's just such a
weird
thing.
I'm going to kiss your neck every time I see you now.
Do you? I will drop to the floor and bring you with me and knock you out, and you will have a concussion.
I can't wait till we hug later.
No, I won't hug you. Meanwhile, I'm the type of girlfriend that flexes about her boyfriend and always talks about him, so everyone knew about him pretty much from the day that they met me.
Oof.
Then he started calling me more often for the tiniest reason possible and texting me kissing emojis. And texting me kissing emojis or calling me love and stuff. I told him a couple times he needs to stop saying those things and made it clear I was trying to set some boundaries. I wouldn't like it if some girl talked to my man like that. So I know he wouldn't like the situation either, and that's perfectly reasonable. Every time we hang out, this guy tries to tickle me, find ways to say things to trigger me in a goofy way, and even sometimes wraps his hand around my shoulders as we walk. To the last one, I just sit there like a pole and even try to walk away from him multiple times so he can get the hint and let go of me. And that brings me to last night when we went out, the whole gang of us. We accidentally, or so I think, I don't know, sat next to each other. And during the talking, he made fun of me and then caresses my back, which, again, makes me very uncomfortable. A guy we all met yesterday for the first time even pointed out the whole, she adds, quotes, chemistry between us. And I just sat there like, yeah, sure, this is really weird. My boyfriend knows nothing yet because I don't want to upset him. All of this is difficult for me to manipulate in an effective way, and I don't want to hurt the people I truly love. Of course, nothing happened and nothing will happen with this guy, and he's good company, but I don't want to give wrong signals. I'm the type of person, like Taryn said a while ago, that is very friendly and tries to make everyone feel seen and comfortable, and that sometimes can be misleading. Thank you for reading my novel on the pod or on your own time. I would really appreciate any advice you might have because I don't know who else to tell. I know you like pictures, so here's one of me and my incredible boyfriend. He's very shy and doesn't like to take pictures because he's insecure. Thank you for your beautiful work, girls. I hope you're having an incredible day. Love you. And here is a photo of her.
So cute.
And her super cute boyfriend. So cute. You guys look adorable together. Let's talk about this douchebag. He should, I don't care if you're friends. I don't care how long you've been friends. If you are telling the truth when you say that you've made it very clear and told everyone that you have a boyfriend, he shouldn't be touching you.
No, it's very inappropriate.
He should not be touching you. You guys can be friends. Him offering you a ride home, totally fine. Like, that's very sweet. But his hand should not be on your back.
Ballsy,
he absolutely should not have kissed your neck. Like, it's really weird where this is going. And I can already tell it seems like it's speeding up and, like, headed in a certain direction. So you need to stop it now. You need to tell him outright and probably in front of people. Like, the next time he touches you, what I would do is I would have a phrase or a sentence written down because I'm not good with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I would have it in my phone or like a piece of paper or something, and I'd have it memorized exactly what I want to say the second he touches me. And I think it's great that you guys all hang out in groups because witnesses, and we love witnesses. So the next time he caresses your back, whatever the hell that is, just be like, excuse me, please don't touch me like that.
Yeah.
Be super polite, but be very clear and blunt and loud so that everyone can hear. Don't whisper it. Say it so the entire group can hear. That way, if it happens again, other people will notice that he is bothering you.
Yeah.
And it's good to have a trail record.
Yeah.
If with stuff like this. And I'm not saying this is going to get like weird or anything, but if for some reason it did, because he clearly isn't picking up on the hints that you're throwing. If for some reason it did, it's good for people to be like, yeah, he's always been weird with her.
Yeah. I do get the, I don't want to like make people feel weird and I, you know, try to be nice to everyone. I do.
Doesn't mean you have to suffer.
But I'm telling you right now, I know this guy. I know him so well, this personality. And they have this ballsy, confident thing that's like, well, I'm going to go for it anyways. It's not like they're married. Like, I'm going to just take what I want. Like, that's the kind of persona I'm assuming he has. And even though, and I want to make this clear, even though you were not excusing or giving him permission to do those things. Every time you did not protest to him doing it, in his mind,
it's a win.
Was, okay, I got this.
Green flag.
So I'm going to keep pushing it.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep pushing it. Like, he took all of those, you not protesting or saying no, as, okay. Like, and he's going to continue to push it further.
Yeah.
And again, I want to be clear. I know that you were not giving him permission. You don't have to verbally say, don't touch me, to have the right for someone not to touch you. Right. I want to make sure that's understood. But for moving forward, you have to have a very, very strict, not strict, straightforward conversation with him where there is no boundary for him not taking a hint, because you waiting for him to get the hint is not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it needs to be a very blunt, and I wouldn't even wait for something else to happen. The next time you see them, I'd be like, hey, can I talk to you? And be like, hey, this has been bothering me for a really long time. I feel very disrespected by you because you know that I have a boyfriend.
She told him.
Yeah, I have made comments and you don't seem to be hearing or respecting me. So I just want to make something very clear. I'm not comfortable with you touching me. I'm not comfortable with you flirting with me in a certain way. And maybe you're not intentionally meaning to, but I want to make it clear that, like, I need that to stop, because otherwise I'm just not going to hang around you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to, like, be super, like, drama or blah, blah, blah. Like, no. Just super straight to the point. Like, he's a dude. He can take it. And just be like, I feel disrespected, and I really need you to respect that I don't like it.
Yeah.
And then, like Ash said, the next time, if you guys are all somewhere and he does something, like, I would literally look and I'd be like, excuse me, like, stop touching me. Like, I don't appreciate it. And then just move on. Like, get up, move your seat. Like, there's no reason you should have to go through a full dinner with him reaching over, touching you. Like, stop caring about his feelings or what people are going to think. Stand up, walk away, and sit somewhere else, and then continue with your night. It doesn't have to be massive blowouts, but
and I always,
you need to draw a line.
In my head, awkward was always like a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because I just hate all forms of confrontation. But in a lot of ways, awkward can be used beneficially for you. And I think to stand up for yourself, say something out loud in front of everyone, stand up and move seats, and let that just sit in silence for a second, that will show everyone how serious you're being.
Yes.
And it's not a joke. And it helps people understand, okay, she's not joking. He shouldn't be touching her.
Yeah.
And then that makes people kind of like, if these are all your friends, they're all going to be looking out for you next time that he does something like that.
Also, we've talked about this before. I don't remember what specific scenario, but remember how we've talked about like how clarifying questions are really powerful, because it puts the other person in a place where they're like, oh shoot, and I have to explain. So another, if you're uncomfortable with like being as blunt as we've been talking about, another thing is just purely asking him, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So like literally, if I was sitting there and he puts his arm on my back or something, I would like scoot away and I would look at his arm and I would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Or like, why are you doing that?
Yeah.
And then in that moment, he's going to have to literally be like,
explain himself.
Oh, what? Like, what are you talking about? And then there's just a quick like, okay, well, if you could stop, that would be great. And then you move on, you know?
It's not rude. It's not causing a rift between the group or anything, but it is drawing attention to what he should not be doing.
Yeah, and it's going
to
make him feel really stupid.
Yeah. Especially in front of his friends, which is a good bonus. The other thing I wanted to talk about is, you said you haven't said anything to your boyfriend yet. And I understand why you don't want to bother him with something that, you know, could cause drama or whatever. But I think it's important to tell him. And I think there is a way to go about doing it. I think what you should do is you should be like, hey, like, I really need to talk to you about something. Like, there's this guy at my sailing group that has been like super touchy with me and flirty with me. And I'm planning on calling him out the next time I see him. Like, can I run this past you? Do you think that's rude enough? Do you think that's like bold enough? Do you think that gets the message across? Like, instead of telling him what's been happening, like, include him on what you're trying to do and how you're trying to fix it. He's going to have questions like, well, how long has this been going on? What exactly has he done? And definitely don't hide it from him. So tell him everything, but also just be like, I've been so scared. I didn't want to like make it a whole thing, but like, I'm really uncomfortable. I'm thinking about doing this. Like, what are your thoughts?
Yeah. I actually
so you have
like
a teammate, you know?
Yeah. I totally think that's a good idea too, but I actually have like a different approach that I would personally
Ooh,
do.
Go for it.
In that when she described her boyfriend, she specifically used the word that he's insecure.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel like with people who struggle with insecurity, there's certain things that can trigger those emotions. For me, if I was dating you and I heard this, I'd be like, why have you not said anything? Like, that would really affect me. So if I were you, I would literally, the next opportunity, if not call right now, whatever you got to do, call this person out and say, it ends now. Like, mm-hmm. do not touch me again. Do not disrespect me. That's it. And then I would tell my boyfriend in a way of just being like, hey, I was hesitant to bring this up because I did not, my main thing is I did not want you to feel like there was any reason you should feel threatened or uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But there has, a guy has been super flirty with me. I didn't know if it was just in my head. So I have made comments to him like, hey, like, don't talk to me like that. Mm-hmm. I talk about you all the time.
Made
so
it
like,
a point to talk about
yeah.
you.
And I did call him out very harshly and draw a line with him where I'm like, hey, you like don't I don't appreciate this, whether you're doing it intentionally or not. Like, this has to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to let you know, but I also want you to know that like it's literally nothing that you have to worry about. And if he continues, like I will remove myself from being around him. But yeah. like I just wanted you to know because I feel like him coming from a person who can be insecure sometimes, like that would make me feel better to be mm-hmm. like, oh, okay, this has been happening, but you like shut him down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Didn't even think about it.
Absolutely. But I think both approaches are totally valid. And mm-hmm. I think it also depends on your style and your boyfriend's style. So yeah. I feel like just mull around and like figure out what your breast approach is and what like sits best for you
yeah.
and move forward. But either way, if he does struggle with insecurity, there's going to have to be a lot of like reassuring him and that he knows like you mean so much to him
mm-hmm.
because that can be hard, especially when you're so far. You feel like
yeah.
all day he he's going to be thinking about like, oh my yeah. God, she's out sailing. Is that guy touching her? Is he with her? So
yeah.
it's going to have to require a lot of reassurance coming from your end for sure.
100%. But definitely tell him.
Yeah.
And definitely cut this guy off.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I'm telling you,
that.
It needs to, you need to, I think you need to do both. I think you need to text him or call him or talk to him personally, like individually. And then also like when it happens again, because I'm assuming it will, because this guy sounds like a ballsy mother effer.
Yeah.
Out loud in front of everyone, boldly walk away from him and tell him like
yeah.
he can't touch you, you know?
Well, too, because that her friends made a comment, an observation saying, oh, you guys have chemistry
which looks like on both sides.
Yeah. So I know people who struggle with that, like even Ash, like mm-hmm. we've talked about before where there was like, I remember there was this guy that was super interested in Ash and she wasn't interested in him, but I would watch their interactions and because like you would just shut down and like he would say things and you'd just be like, oh, okay, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I remember talking to him being like, dude, you've got to like bluntly, like you're too nice, like bluntly say
yeah.
no, you yeah. know?
And so, I think there's a lot of things, sketchy things can happen by people that can't read the room.
Yeah.
And those are the type of people that need to hear a blunt, all
yes.
caps, exclamation points, no. And I think it's not okay what he's doing. I'm not dismissing it in any way, but you need to say no.
Yeah,
you need to
say,
please don't, and then followed
absolutely.
By a don't if he does it again.
I don't know if you said it or she said it, but you said something about, like, I know I would be uncomfortable if someone was acting like this with my boyfriend.
She
Did
said
you
that,
say
that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, respond to him in the way you would hope your boyfriend would.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee.
Excuse me, I have a boyfriend.
I guarantee you would
get
want your boyfriend to be
off
like, get
my
off
my back.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Excuse me, I have a boyfriend. Why did you kiss me
yeah,
on my neck?
Like, absolutely.
They're so.
Yeah.
Trash.
Also, I would be careful about. And again, it depends on like your guys' communication level. But when I was my most insecure, I got really stuck on details. I would sit and I would make my ex tell me every single interaction with like a person. And then that I would fixate on that for like a year. So I would be careful how much you like go into detail about stuff. And I don't think that's lying, but instead of being like, oh my gosh, yeah. And then one day he was saying bye to me and he kissed my neck. Me, if I was hearing that, I would spiral on that for like days, months, years. So I think just saying, I just feel like he has been touchy in an inappropriate way as like, as saying like over just like a normal friend and touchy even when I've said, hey, don't do that. So it's been inappropriate, you know?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the him kissing your neck thing, you not saying anything to that does look bad.
Yeah, it does.
So
yeah,
I'm not saying don't tell him. If he straight up asks you, you have to tell him. But
yeah,
maybe it's not a necessary piece of information because it does look sketchy as hell.
Yeah.
So good luck.
Good luck, but get to
good luck with that. But you need to start
right away
acting immediately.
Yeah.
I hope you hear this podcast and stop everything and start acting immediately.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for writing in. Man, some people are ballsy.
Dude, ballsy.
I couldn't even, I mean, just even the tearing it up we read today, like just giving your numbers ballsy enough. Imagine she leaned in and kissed that guy's neck.
No, I know.
As she gave him the number.
I could not.
You know?
That's crazy. In my mind, I'm like that.
I mean, in my mind, I'm like that too. Could never.
I'll always, like, if I'm going to see like a crush, I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to do this, this, and this, 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 and this. And then what happens? I go in.
Smile awkwardly.
I get super awkward, and I do not interact whatsoever. I'm like, okay, well, that was successful.
And they walk away thinking you hate them.
Yeah. They're like, okay, well, I guess she's not interested. Okay, we're going to end with a dad joke to wrap us up. Why shouldn't you feed teddy bears, Ash?
Because they're stuffed.
Have you heard that?
No.
You just guessed that?
I guessed that.
You're getting it. You're getting it. Yes. Yeah, because they're already stuffed. I didn't play well in my basketball game yesterday. I really dropped the ball.
That's good. That's good.
So good.
Wow. Guys.
We're winning her over.
If you made it to the dad joke, you already know we love you the mostest. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and YouTube and TikTok. If you have any good stories, dating stories, work stories, whatever. Could be anything. A to Z.
Anything.
Absolutely. Send it in. Anything. We need your stories.
Yep.
You give us the content we need.
Absolutely.
We love you and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.